Those still coming in, we pray a blessing on each one as you have gathered together. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those that are listening by radio that they will be blessed today by this service, by the time of worship and the time in the Word. Just want to remind you of a few announcements this morning before we begin our service. There is a tithes and offering box available for donations as you enter the sanctuary. August. Again, we're continually looking for those who will do interviews, and we're pleased to inform you that in the next few weeks we'll be interviewing the president of Open Doors. And he's going to be sharing with us on this and that in the next few weeks. I'll let you know when that's going to happen. Also, I know that many of you were interested in listening to the interview with Justice Center lawyer Marty Moore, and that's now available on demand from the church website. So if you haven't listened to that particular interview, this would be an opportunity for you to do that, and you can just go to our website and pick it out and double-click on it, and you can listen to it once again. Saturday is our men's prayer meeting at Gary's Shop, and then Saturday at 10:30 is the pastor's council meeting. I only have one radio left, so if you're interested in a radio, please see me after the service, and we can make sure that you get one. Now, I know many of you have been asking about the radios, and we're going to put in another order for more. So if you haven't got one, you'll have another opportunity to do so. Our next fellowship will be next Sunday, August the 28th, after the service. And then Friday, September. I hate saying September because that means that summer is officially over. And I thought we just got started. Friday, September 2nd at 4:30, there will be a corn boil and fellowship time at Gary and Donna's place. And that's where we normally have it every year. And we're going to do it again this year, so please keep that in mind. We'll give you more details as that date gets closer. We have a couple of people giving announcements this morning, so we're going to ask them just to come forward. First one is Sherry. She has an announcement this morning, and then Esther.
Okay, so as Pastor Dave is saying, September is coming, and our lovely children, many of them going to school, some to preschool, some are now just getting to hang out with their parents while their siblings go off to school. And we'd like to start our children's church up again. And so we're looking to start it again the Sunday following the beginning of school. I think that's the 6th and 11th, September 11th. And so I'm calling all of you who have a love for Jesus and a love for children to come to a dinner meeting this Tuesday at 5 o'clock here at the church downstairs. We're providing pizza. And just to come and check us out, whether you're not coming for a commitment, you're coming to check us out, find out if there's a place for you in the children's church somewhere. As a teacher, as a supervisor, excuse me, as a helper, maybe as somebody who brings snacks. You know, whatever it is that you can do, that you feel the Lord's calling you to, we need you. Our children need you. We'd really love to expand. We find there's more families coming in, there's more children joining us, and, you know, many hands make light work. And our children deserve the best of us that the Lord brings to us. So please, please let me know so I know how much pizza to order. You're welcome to, if you have children, you go, I have children, what do? Bring them, you know, bring them along, absolutely. They're always welcome. So please just come let me know. I think, okay, there's no phone number up there, that's fine. But you can recognize me, so please, yes, come talk to me. Just say, yeah, I'm, you know, maybe interested, so I'll show up. Great, please do. Thanks.
Many hands make light work, she said. And on that note, next Sunday we're having this fellowship gathering after the service. And I'd really like to meet with anybody that's willing to possibly provide some food to come to the front. I always sit over in that corner, as you know. And let's have a little chat about what we're bringing and how much we want to prepare.
Stand and move around and greet some people this morning and just tell them how much you love them. Amen.
Soon we'll come to the end of life's journey. Sure.
God bless you this morning. Pastor Raff is going to come and open our service in prayer. God bless him as he comes. How many have ever been to Cranbrook? Okay. When you come back from Cranbrook, do you see any signs on the side of the road? Big signs. How many have noticed any big signs when you're coming back into Creston? Those big signs. Well, we're going to have our radio station on one of those signs. And that'll be coming up shortly. And we're thanking God for the opportunity to do that. And we pray that the sign will be a blessing. God bless you.
Well, good morning, people of God. How are you this morning? It's good to be back in your midst. We've come back from holidays in Crawford Bay. I couldn't think of the place. It was so amazing. You know, it was a privilege to be on the menu of the local mosquitoes. They got to eat somebody. But, you know, aside from that, it was really restful. And I appreciate your prayers. Thank you, Pastor Dave and Gina, for the use of the RV. The Ripley RV is really a wonderful place to go. We really enjoyed that. There are many in our midst that need prayer. I know those of you that have seen on the email our prayer chain. Please remember to pray for Brenda and Eric. Donna, please lift up Donna Frostad in prayer. Roy Lawrence, how many know that he needs prayer right now? He's recovering. Just keep praying for him and the family. Mel and Donald Knudsen. And also, how many know that the Lord answers prayer? Okay, so we are very thankful to have seen that Tina has new grandsons, right? Praise the Lord. Been praying for them. And thank you also, all of you that prayed for our daughter Allie and the trip to Calgary. There was some concern about the size of the baby. The baby is okay, so praise the Lord. And also, we just want to praise the Lord for the arrival of Colleen and Peter's new granddaughter. I'm not sure of the name. There's no name yet. So praise the Lord that was a healthy birth. Thank you, Lord. So one of the things I was thinking about today was the Lord reigns. And I have a psalm to share. It's Psalm 97. So I'm going to read it to you. The Lord reigns. Let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights the world. And you can think of that when you see those amazing lightning storms that we have here. You think of the Lord's power and how glorious he is. The earth sees and trembles. He's mighty. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness and the people see his glory. Oh, that we would see the glory of the Lord in our time. Amen. For all who worship images are put to shame. Those who boast in idols worship him, all ye gods. Zion hears and rejoices. The villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments, O Lord. For you, O Lord, are the most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Let those who love the Lord hate evil, for he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hands of the wicked. Light shines on the righteous and the joy of the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you who are righteous, and praise his holy name. Let's pray together. Oh God, you are glorious. You are holy. We just recognize you are mighty. Who is like you, O Lord? We thank you that you set us free from sin and death. Thank you for your son, Jesus, whose blood covers all our sin and reconciles us to the Father. Lord, we pray for those who just need a touch from you, all those that I mentioned earlier. We pray, Lord God, that you bring healing, for you are the healer. You are Yahweh Rapha, our healer, the great physician. We pray, Lord God, for a touch for each one. Lord, that you would bring them to peace, to wholeness, to freedom, free from pain, free from worry, free from strife. Bring peace to them, we pray. Bring your wholeness, O God, we pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for who you are. Reign in your church, reign in your people, reign in this land, we pray in Jesus' name. For you are God, who is like you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Well, let's just stand this morning and worship our Lord and just give him all the praise this morning.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood,
in the blood
of the Lamb.
Of the Lamb.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood.
Precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Thank you, Jesus. Give him praise this morning and thank him.
Praise him, you heavens and all that's above. Praise him, you angels and heavenly hosts. Let the whole world praise him. Praise Him, the sun, moon, and bright shining stars. Praise Him, you heavens and waters and skies. Let the whole earth praise Him. Great in power, great in glory, great in mercy, King of heaven, great in battle, great in wonder, great in Zion, King over all the earth. Praise Him, you heavens and all that's above. Praise Him, you angels and heavenly hosts. And let the whole earth praise Him. And praise Him, the sun, moon, and bright shining stars. Praise Him, you heavens and waters and skies. Let the whole earth praise Him.
Truly love us,
He does,
and
Does the Spirit move among us?
He does.
And does Jesus, our Messiah, hold forever those he loves?
He does.
Does our God intend to dwell again with us?
He does.
Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave from every people and tribe. Every nation and tongue, he has made us a kingdom and priest to God to reign with the Son. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Is he worthy?
Name it is, nothing compares to this.
wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And death could not hold you. The veil tore before you. You silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. And you have no rival, and you have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign. And yours is the kingdom, and yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for your beautiful name. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
There's nothing that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living home. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen all the sweetest of love. Where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord.
Jesus.
And Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the air. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living home. Your presence, Lord.
Jesus.
I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. And Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Place
kiss and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence. Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be
just lift our hands this morning. Just reach out to Him. Hallelujah. We just glorify your name this morning, Lord. We just glorify your name this morning, O Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify your name this morning in this house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, just do that fresh work in our hearts this morning, O Lord. Do that fresh work in our hearts this morning, O Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Just do that work, Lord. We pray this morning. We just pray a release of your precious anointing into this house this morning. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. You may be seated this morning. Thank you, musicians. You have your Bibles this morning. I want to go to the book of Ephesians. And I'm continuing on in my series of messages through the entire Bible. Began in 2 Corinthians, then we moved to Galatians, and now we're in the book of Ephesians. And Lord willing, I'm going to be preaching from every single book in the Bible. There's 66 books, that's right? That's going to take me a while. One passage from each book and then moving on to the next book. And when that's done, to start all over again. And that causes the pastor or the preacher to face the difficult passages. How many know there's some difficult passages in the Bible? And sometimes we like to skip over them because they're difficult to preach. But if you're preaching through the Bible, that's hard to do. And so Ephesians and then Philippians, and then we're just going to go through the entire Word of God and then start in Genesis and go right through. And so today we're in the book of Ephesians. And I want to center in on Ephesians chapter 5. Verses 8 to 14. Now, if you're listening to the radio station, we are adding some new devotional and readings, and I'm doing the same thing with my group of readings. I've started in Genesis, reading a portion of Scripture, and I'm going to go through the entire Bible, reading a portion, at least one portion of Scripture from every book. You know, there are people that have never read the book of Leviticus. They've never read the book of Leviticus or the book of Job. Or if they read the book of Job, they just read the first few chapters. Because after that, it gets monotonous. You know, you're dealing with a lot of issues. It doesn't seem to make any sense. You know, I'm just being honest today. You know, people just skip over those books. But we really shouldn't skip over anything. We should be reading the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation and not skip over anything. I'm now in the book of Jeremiah, and I'm telling you, he wasn't a bullfrog. I'm going to let that sink in for a minute. It's an amazing book. And the Lord is blessing us as we read through God's precious word from Genesis to Revelation. I want to continue on in this series of messages, letting the church be the church. Let the church be the church. And this morning, we're beginning at verse number 8. And I think we should pray this morning before we get into the word. Father, we thank you for your precious word this morning. We pray as the word goes forth that it will speak to each and every one of us, even those that are listening by radio, that you would touch us, that you would challenge us, Lord, that you would do that deeper work in our lives in preparation for what you are going to do in this church, in this town, and in this valley. So, Father, we just want to commit this time into your faithful hands. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Verse 8. And I love the first part of this verse, because it's a past tense start to this verse, a past tense. For you were once darkness. How many know that God has brought us out of darkness into his wonderful light? Hallelujah. We need to thank God for the light this morning. We need to thank God for the light. There's so many that are still living in darkness, and we're going to talk about that this morning. They're blinded. You say, why are they acting that way? It's because they're blinded. They cannot see the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They do not see yet their need of salvation. Now, darkness relates to Satan. And when Paul says you were once darkness, you need to read chapter 5, verses 1 to 7 about the things that God has delivered us from and the things we as believers should not be walking in. Let me just name a few of them. In verse 3, it says, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. These are the things that God has delivered us from. Can somebody say amen this morning? We don't want to go back to Egypt. We don't want to go back to bondage. God has graciously and powerfully delivered us. Hallelujah. The chains have been broken. Glory to God. Verse 5, for this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. For you were once, past tense, you were once darkness. You lived that life. You walked in those ways. But now things have changed. Right? That was a very poor amen. But now things have changed. But now things have changed. But now things have changed. Now, that doesn't mean that a Christian can't slip back into some of these things. But let me say, that's not the will of God for the believer. God has called us to walk in victory. We have dominion over sin. We have dominion over the works of the enemy. That's what the Bible teaches. But now you are light in the Lord. When you go into a dark room, do you cut your potatoes in a dark room? No, seriously. When you go into a dark room and somebody's carrying a bag of potatoes and somebody asks them, what are you doing? I'm going in to cut up my potatoes. Are you going to turn the light on? No, I'm going to do it in pitch darkness. Why do you turn on the light? So you can see what you're doing. Are you hearing me this morning? We are the light to the world. Are you hearing me? We are the light to this community to see that what they're doing is sinful and they need to turn to Jesus Christ. Hello? Walk as children of light. Let your light shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, that tells me how many of you grew up in Sunday school. But isn't that what God has called us to do? Let our light shine in the darkness. How can people see except we lead the way through the light and the countenance of Christ that is within us? Let Christ shine through you. Then the Bible tells us how to do that. Verse 9. In this instance, it's not miracles. It's not healings in this particular portion of Scripture. It is not any of those things. It is the fruit of the Spirit. If you're as cantankerous as the unbeliever, how are they going to know the transforming work of Christ in us? Come on, it's the truth, isn't it? Let your light shine. How do you do that? How do you let your light shine? Is it helping Granny across the street in her walker? The Bible says what it is. Oh, by the way, we have an extra walker downstairs. If you need one, talk to me after the service. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. If you're going to let your light shine, it is going to be the display of the fruit of the Spirit in your life. I don't hear any amens. Amen. That's what people are looking for, folks. They're looking to pick the fruit from our lives and to see if we're genuine and real. If what has happened to us has transformed our lives. That's what the Bible is talking about. That's what the Word of God is saying this morning. And if you go back to these towns and cities where these particular books were written, you're going to find that there was carnality. There was sin on every corner. And here Paul is saying to the Ephesians, I want you to let your light shine. I want the fruit of the Spirit to be displayed in and through your life, even on a daily basis. He mentions three types of fruit here: goodness, righteousness, and truth. Living the truth, speaking the truth, abiding by the truth, letting the truth engage us, letting the truth flow from us. And you know where it has to start? At home. That's your practice field. Hey, I grew up playing hockey, baseball, and we always had practices. That's where you iron out, you know, those little errors that you can make that can cost the game. Are you following what I'm saying? Those little errors that you can make, instead of throwing it to first base, you throw it to second when the guy's running to first. That's an error, by the way. Not catching the ball as you should. Not playing your position if you're playing the game of hockey. Floating all over the ice. Friends, our homes are the places where we practice the fruit of the Spirit and let God flow in and through our lives. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And look at verse 10. I like this verse. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. You know, not everything is a sin, but not everything is acceptable to the Lord. What does the Lord think about this? Have you ever asked the Lord that? Lord, you're watching my life. You see the things that I'm engaged in, even on a daily basis. Is there anything that I'm doing that's not acceptable to you? It's not pleasing to you. Why don't we all pray that right now? Lord, I just pray right now for every person in this place, including myself. If there's anything that we're doing that's not acceptable to you, Lord, show us. Reveal it to us. Give us a divine revelation. in the name of Jesus, that we would be able to cut it off, Lord, that all that we do would be pleasing unto you and would bring glory and honor unto your name. I have to ask myself that question. Because we say, well, you know, it's not sinful. But is it acceptable to the Lord? That's the question that's in this verse today. It's not necessarily written in the Bible as a sin, but is it exactly what God wants us to be doing? That's the question today that Paul is putting towards the Ephesians. He's saying, listen, you're engaged in a lot of things, you're doing a lot of things, but how many of them are acceptable unto the Lord? And then in verse 11, he goes a little deeper and he says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Now, sometimes to understand the Bible, you got to read it real slow. Have no fellowship. Don't engage yourselves in things that you know the Bible is saying is definitely wrong. Don't make excuses for them. Then it says, the unfruitful works of darkness. You know, the devil makes people think that what they're doing is going to achieve results. Right? It's going to benefit someone. Just do it. You're going to see what wonderful things are going to come about by doing it. But the Bible calls them the unfruitful works of darkness. It may benefit the flesh at the time, but it is not going to cause us to grow spiritually. It's not going to cause us to make forward progress. It's not going to cause us to go deep in our walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. But rather, the Bible says, expose them. Don't engage with evil works, but instead expose them. Expose the work of darkness. Are you hearing me this morning? God has called us as believers to expose the works of darkness. I was talking on Tuesday night about how experts in the UK have come to the conclusion that smoking marijuana is definitely not good for you. I don't know if you listened to this and that this past Tuesday, but Adam and I, we talked about how the experts say that smoking marijuana is not good for you. Well, what enlightenment is that? Whoa! It can burn brain cells. It can cause addictions. It can lead to harder drugs. Hello? But how many know we already knew that? Why? Because God has shown us the light, glory to God, and we're trying to expose the darkness. I was also sharing on this and that, that in Manitoba, there are more cannabis shops than Tim Hortons. Now to me, that's shocking. I almost fell off my chair when I realized that there are more cannabis shops in Manitoba than there are Tim Hortons. I thought Tim Hortons had, you know, they were everywhere. Thank God that in Creston, two of those shops have closed down. And there's two more to go. Praise God. Our job is to expose evil. Are you hearing me? Whether people accept it or not, our job is to be the light and the countenance of Christ to a lost world and let them know that the only way of righteousness is through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Expose them. You know, we never really think about that as believers, as part of our calling. You know, we always think about, you know, keep your head down and just keep moving along, keep your nose clean. Don't bother anybody. But God has called us to be the light and the countenance of Christ, even to the point of exposing that which is evil. Verse 12, for it is even shameful, even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. Verse 13, but all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. Some people are going to love you, and some people are going to hate you. Because your life exposes their sin and how they're living. Are you hearing me today? If you live for Christ, there are people that are going to hate you. I've told you this story many times, but my dad worked for the Department of National Defense. And they hated him because he lived for Christ every single day. And he witnessed to everyone. I've shared this before, but let me share it again. They would mix up his mail. They would do everything possible to make him look bad because they hated not him, but they hated the Christ that was in him. So we shouldn't be surprised. If they hated Jesus, they're going to hate us. Why? Because the light and the countenance of Christ exposes the shame and sin that's in their own lives. That's why we had to get the Bible out of the school. That's why we don't want prayer at any council meetings. In some cities, they've banned all that. Try to get rid of Christianity. Try to get rid of the church. Why? Because if you allow Jesus to have his place, are you hearing me? There is going to be an exposing of sin, and people don't want that. They want to continue in their sinful ways. All things are exposed and made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Look at verse number 14. I'm going to close with this verse. Therefore he says, awake you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Our job, as difficult as it is to awaken those that are dead to sin and bring them the light of Christ to their lives so that it can shine upon them, hallelujah, and they can see that they're sinners, but they can turn to Christ and find forgiveness in the name of Jesus. But you know the most difficult people to reach? How many would like to know the most difficult people to reach? As a challenge, are the people who think they're okay. In fact, they may even think they're Christians. Are you hearing me? The people who may even come to church every Sunday, but they've never truly been born again of the Spirit of God. They are filling our churches. Are you hearing me today? But they've never had a transformative work done in their lives. We need God to wake them up. People try to convince me all the time that so-and-so is saved. They never read their Bible. They never pray. They never go to church. If you start talking to them about God, they want nothing to do with it. And they're trying to convince me somehow that they're saved. I thought when you got saved, something happened inside of you. No, we're not perfect, but there's been a transformative work done in our hearts. We have new desires. We crave after God. We desire God. Hallelujah. Even when we fall down, He picks us back up again, and we keep on walking. People are sleeping. And you know what our job is? It's a tough job. Wake them up. Have you ever woken up someone that's sleeping? Sometimes they're a little grumpy at the beginning. Why did you wake me up? I was having a good sleep. But you know what, folks? That's our calling. Don't let people around you stay sleeping. Awaken them by the help of the Holy Spirit. As God gives you the word, speak them forth that they would come out of their slumber. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And be awakened to the light and the countenance of Christ. I don't need these glasses anymore. Just throw them away. I'm okay. But the probing work of the Holy Spirit gets past all of the outward things that we say and do to try to prove to people that we're saved when we've never truly been born again. The Spirit of God probes deep into the hearts of people, and just like the New Testament, they were cut to the heart. And they said to Peter, "What shall we do to be saved?" Said, repent. And times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Repent. Turn back to Jesus and let times of refreshing come from the presence of God Almighty. Amen. I remember someone saying to me, and I'm closing, they say, you know so-and-so? I said, yeah, I know so-and-so. What's their last name? So. First name, so. So-and-so. You know what they said? They said, I know they're not saved, but they'd make a good Christian. I'm not lying. That's what the person said. They would make a good Christian. I thought, what makes a good Christian? He that is forgiven much, loveth much. Sometimes the people that were deepest in the pit that God had to pull out, they make the best Christians because they know where God brought them from. Come on, somebody. They know the pit that God dragged them out of, and they've been redeemed by the power of the blood of Jesus. When you're saved, your spirit bears witness with the Holy Spirit that you're a child of God. Someone could sit in a chair all day and say, Pastor Ripley, you're not saved, you're not saved, you're not saved. From morning till night, get the next day, start it all over again, start it again, you're not saved, you're not saved. And you know what? They could preach for infinium and beyond. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. I know that He saved me. I know that He's redeemed me. Hallelujah. And when you have that assurance, you can make it through anything. Glory be to God. I declare to you today, let the church be the church. Let the light and the countenance of Christ shine through you. Yes, you're imperfect. Yes, you don't have it all together yet. But through the power and the grace of God, let His light shine through you to this community in the name of Jesus. I claim every single soul in this valley for Christ. I claim the mayor's soul. I claim every council member's soul. Every council person's soul, I claim them for Christ. Amen. My faith is strong enough this morning to believe that every single person in this valley can get saved. Amen. Now, they may not end up in this church, but if the church is preaching the gospel, that's okay. God has a work to do in this valley and in this town. And I claim every single soul in the name of Jesus, rich and poor, those that are bound by sin. I claim their souls for Christ this morning in the name of Jesus. I claim every sick body to be healed. I claim every person that's oppressed by demon spirits to be delivered in the name of Jesus. I want you to know our God is so big and so mighty and so powerful today. Glory be to God that He can do anything. Hallelujah. Do you believe it this morning? I don't know where you are spiritually, but this is the day to rise up and let His light shine through you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you've made some mistakes, and we all have, you can ask God to forgive you, and you can have a clean slate. right now at this very moment. And you can say, Lord, yes, I messed up here and I messed up there. Please forgive me, cleanse me, purify me. Let this be a new day. Hallelujah. Let this be a new start. Hallelujah. From this day forward, I'm going to let the light and the countenance of Christ shine through my life in the name of Jesus in small ways and in big ways.